Hey there, you're listening to the Creative Journey Podcast. We help you navigate the creative path to boost you up and inspire you to soar. I'm your host, Arlie. You can stay up to date with everything Creative Journey by following me on my Facebook or Instagram accounts at Arlie Cox. Let's get going. Everybody, I am so glad you're here with me today. I have decided again not to do one of my readings because I feel like it needs a little bit more attention than I could possibly give it right now. The next reading is called The Tipping Point, and basically it's an ode to the practice of doing something and getting better at it, and realizing that you know, we can sway under the strain of things and push a rock over a hill and realize that as we continue to push these rocks up hills, that it gets easier and easier and easier for us. So in this reading, I'm going to liken it to the creative process because I feel like there's a lot of us out there who expect and maybe have high expectations of the creative process of being fun all the time. And I am here to tell you, of course, we all know that that is not the truth. When you're a creator of anything, there are so many ups and downs that you move through as you learn your craft. So I'm here today to talk to you about creating when we don't feel like doing it. I know that I have my moments with music, and when I have my moments with my music, I know it's time to shift something. I know it's time to change something up, but I also want to talk about finding the beauty in the work when we don't want to do it. And what I mean by finding the beauty in the work when we don't want to do it is like, can we find something within the struggle that lights us up? So I'm going to give you an example. I went to university and I took classical voice for 4 years of my life. And if I had a nickel for every time I sang a song that I didn't feel like singing, I would be probably fairly rich. I sang a lot of songs that I didn't feel like singing. But what I found as I moved through the process is that even though I didn't feel like singing the songs, I always found one little thing within them that I really loved. It could have been a string of notes. It could have been a string of language, be it a really small string, but a string nonetheless, that kept me going, that kept my interest up, that piqued me. think a good reason to fight through a little bit of the don't want to's because it's not fun anymore's is because there's nuance in the learning. So if I hadn't stuck with a lot of those songs, I don't think I would have learned as much. And my eyes wouldn't have been open to other ideas, musical ideas, musical thought, musical feelings. So it's interesting because even in my own studio, my own teaching practice, I generally run a very free and easy practice, meaning I'm not always going to make you do things that you don't want to do. But there are times when I'll give out a song and the students come back with it not learned because it didn't fit with them. And I totally get this. I totally understand this. But at the same time, there's moments when we as creators can just like pull through and learn something new that we may not like, but there might be something, a little shred of something in there that we can learn from and participate in and, you know, fight through. I don't feel like creativity is a happy, peachy place all the time. I actually think it takes a lot of determination. It takes a lot of work. 'Cause when you do something you love and you do it often and you do it well, it has a tendency to become work. Sorry, it has a tendency to become work. So it's finding the joy in the little spaces. Another example would be the 60-day creative challenge. I have this group going. It's a private group. I think I'm going to do one, another one in the spring sometime. But I have a bunch of creators that have hopped on into this private group, and we're creating for 10 minutes a day for 60 days straight. And what I'm noticing in this group too is there's like this mega ebb and flow of motivation. Feeling motivated to do the work, to continue to move forward with what they're creating. And it's just, it's like such a raw place to be because you're committed to 10 minutes a day, and that 10 minutes a day may not always be awesome. So I've been drawing my left hand as a creative practice. So I've decided to start sketching my left hand, and it's a tricky one. It's tough for me. I was putting out a hand a day for the first little while, and because it was a such high volume of sketching going out, I would end up actually like working on it for more than 10 minutes. It seemed to be like more like 30 or 40 minutes I'd sketch a hand a day. And so what I'm realizing now is because I'm feeling a little bit of a lack of motivation to continue to draw a hand a day in a different position, I am going to draw hands still, but I'm going to go for quality over quantity. So quality over quantity. So I'm going to spend my 10 minutes a day working on shading, working on learning how to draw bended fingers, learning to, what's it called? Crosshatch, so that things feel like they have a little bit more dimension to them, a little bit more depth. So I'm going to spend the next few weeks, maybe 3 weeks, on working the quality of my sketch versus just sketching a bunch of hands and putting them out into the ether. So I think we could work on that too a little bit with our creativity or whatever it is that we're doing. It's like, can we search and dig deep into quality over quantity? So, and that's interesting for me to think about with this like little podcast too, is I am doing one a week. I always kind of leave myself to the last minute. I'm under the gun for editing and all of the things. And there's points like now where I don't feel prepared to speak to my writing. And so I'm just flying by the seat of my pants. I'm not even wrapped up in a blanket today, so you might hear a little bit of echo. It's not going to be the best podcast that I've put out, but I'm shipping it anyway. This is my new thing. So maybe one day, if I get a little bit better at time management, I will be able to kind of come in and do a little bit more quality versus quantity. So I guess my question to you is, do you believe that creativity should be joyful 100% of the time? Do you feel like it ebbs and flows for you? Do you feel like you benefit from struggling or like maneuvering yourself through the hard parts? Does it feel worthwhile to you to struggle a little bit as you learn something, as you engage with a new medium? So I'd like to pose those questions to you. You can send me an answer if you want to, I believe right over the Anchor website. Or if you're listening on any other platform, feel free to touch into my Facebook and let me know what you think about your creative process. When you struggle, do you just stop? Do you stop creating? There's some like good deep little questions in there for all of us, I think. So this segues nicely into my next writing called The Tipping Point. As I said in the beginning, my next writing is about learning something, struggling with it, feeling like you're pushing boulders up a hill, and then finally you get to the top of the hill and you realize that the boulder gets to roll down and you're free of the weight. But then as you are walking down the hill towards your rock, you realize that there is another hill ahead of you, albeit probably a little bit smaller and maybe a little bit more gentle than the previous hill, but there's still a hill. So as you continue to move and maneuver around all these creative practices, it gets easier and easier. ¶¶ That's also one thing I've learned as I've maneuvered through a lot of my own creative practice, is that it is a practice. And I think that's another reason why the 60-day challenge is a beauty in and of itself. It's because as you move through, you realize that it doesn't take a lot of time to improve on something. So be it 10 minutes a day for 60 days doesn't feel like a huge commitment, but it creates a habit. And that habit becomes something that you do for yourself every day. And you'll notice this growth from when you started to when you stop. And it's pretty miraculous to see that growth happen in front of your eyes, and that if you have some stick-to-it-ness and some gumption to get through some of those hard parts, that the practice actually does become easier and easier and easier to do. So I want to throw that out to you guys. So I'll be starting another creative challenge in the spring, another 60-day creative challenge. So we have the winter to go through, and I just want you to think of something that might interest you, that you might be fired up to share with the world, or something that you might have wanted to do for a really long time that you never got the chance to do. That would be something I would pick. Would stick with one thing, because when you stick with one thing, you really start to see the improvement that happens. So stick with the one thing, and yeah, moving on. So thank you for being with me here today. I hope I jiggled up some questions and some good understanding of the creative process. And like, let's get serious. It's not all roses and peaches. It's not. It just isn't. But man, what would life be without it? And I feel super blessed to be in this space with you talking about all of this. So be gentle on yourselves this week. Please, please be gentle on yourselves as you create. And maybe we can pivot our thoughts to quality versus quantity. Quality versus quantity. So spend a little extra time on the details. Spend a little extra time nurturing yourself as you create, because we are our own worst critics, and we are absolutely horrible sometimes to ourselves. So take the time to generate some love for yourself and a little bit of love generation in your practice as well. So I hope you find something to create this week. I hope it brings joy to your heart. And if it doesn't, allow that to just be and work on something small. I hope to see you soon. I hope that you have a great week, and we will talk soon.